Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Uhlander. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The third baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The first baseman, Terry Crowley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roger Fried. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Gridge. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Phoebus. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Tom Phoebus. And now, play ball. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson strikes out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to third. Salmon moves to second. Roger Fried is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fried hits a pop-up towards first. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. Salmon scores. Crowley moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive towards first. Crowley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Hinton moves to second. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Belander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belander is 0 for 1 in the game. Belander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Sims and he is out, Lowenstein applying the tag. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Crowley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roger Fried is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fried is 0 for 1 in the game. Fried hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field. Fried settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 1 in the game. Oates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Belander who is chasing the ball. Grich reaches third base with a triple. Oates goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton fields it and throws to home to get Grich. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0-for-1 in the game. Phoebus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-2 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Fried is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fried is 0-for-2 in the game. Fried hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Fried settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phoebus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hargan, and towards Nettles, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oates hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargan strikes out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-3 in the game. Ulander takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Belander moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Maughton pinch hits for Tom Phoebus. Kurt Maughton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maughton takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Maughton moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to second for the out. Maughton moves to third. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Harden now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Fried settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baylor who is chasing the ball. Lowenstein reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritsch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Roger Fried is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fried is 0-for-3 in the game. Fried hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oates hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Bobby Gritsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritsch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gritsch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell pinch hits for Jim Harden. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Rickert now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Fried settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foster moves to third. Two outs. Ted Ford pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salmon hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Crowley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. There goes Leon. The throw from Oates to second, and Leon is out. 2 outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lasher now pitching. Roger Fried is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fried is 0 for 4 in the game. Fried takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair pinch runs for Roger Fried. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Sims, and Fuller drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair scores. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.